Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You have the next week to see a classic musical. Here's KMOX's Debbie Monterey. Come on, he's on down the
road. Come on, he's on down the road. Oh, you know that song from The Wiz, now at the Fabulous Fox Theater through December 7th. Hope you have a chance to go out and see it. And joining us right now is Robert Crenshaw, who is in the show Swing and understudy for The Tin Man. Welcome to KMOX.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
You are actually a hometown guy, right?
Oh, yes, I am.
So are you're touring?
Yes.
And that is really exciting and probably very tiring.
Yes. Very exhausting, but it's such a fun and cool job, and I love it so much.
So, Robert Crenshaw, you are a graduate of CVPA, Central Visual and Performing Arts High School.
Yes.
Which is right near my house, because I am right in that neighborhood, and my daughter went to collegiate. So, yeah, a lot of famous people coming out of there. And you were also a Muni teen.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else can we say about you? You were in the teen talent competition.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are making your dreams come true, traveling
the
country.
Yes, I am. We just did Ain't Too Proud here as well in May. And I got to perform on the Fox again. So it feels so good to be back and be able to be in the Wiz this time. I'm having such a good time being on the road and traveling and doing what I love to do.
Tell me about your experience with The Wiz, because I know people who love the show, it's like a very impactful show for people, and they always seem to have a story about when they first saw it or what it meant to them.
Okay, so The Wiz is a full circle moment for me. So I did The Wiz, and I played Tin Man at COCA, the Center of Creative Arts. This was a while ago. I don't know the exact year, but it was the first production that I did where I got to work with director Ron Himes over at the Black Rep, and he gave me my first professional job. So that show, The Wiz, was kind of like my introduction to the professional world and working with someone that was just so amazing. And then my experience here on the Wiz tour has been nothing short of amazing. It's been a lot of hard work because I'm a swing, so that means I cover 7 different roles plus understudying the Tin Man. So it's 8 different tracks that I'm learning in the show. And it's been absolutely amazing. It's been very challenging, very, very challenging. But I joined the tour in September. This was 23 days after we closed Ain't Too Proud. It's been a ride, to say the least.
So you had 23 days between one show closing and then, like you said, a swing, which I would want you to explain what that is, because I know a lot of people see it in their program and don't necessarily, well, what is a swing? But you're covering all those different roles and you had almost no time to...
Yeah, so I had 23 days in between Ain't Too Proud and starting The Wiz. So that was when I started The Wiz, that was my very first rehearsal. And this was like September 2nd. That was when I started. And I started teaching me like one track, and then they gave me another track and another track. So a swing is someone that does not perform on stage every single night, but they are kind of like understudies where if someone can't go on, then they jump on and they're always ready. So I've been put in like a stay ready so I don't have to get ready type position. So I'm learning, I learned seven tracks plus the 10 man's track as well. And I just know all that information. And it's kind of like embedded within my brain. I have like all these, I have a folder dedicated to every single role and everything, and videos of choreography for all the different tracks and stuff like that. So I'm consistently studying so that whenever someone does call out, I can go on and be ready for whatever role I'm needed for. And sometimes you don't find out until like 2 hours before or 45 minutes before, because that's what it was like for my debut. I found out 45 minutes before. They're like, you got to go on. I said, here we go.
That is amazing. What was your favorite role that you've gotten to step in The Wiz?
So we just had my put-in rehearsal for the Tin Man, and I loved every single moment of going on as the Tin Man. But it was just my put-in rehearsal, so I haven't had my actual debut for Tin Man yet. But I will say my favorite debut was probably doing my friend Cam's track, and he's an emerald in the show, but he gets to do like backflips and things like that, and I love to do a flip.
I might make you do one before you leave. Oh. So what's the biggest difference between, say, being on stage for the teen talent competition at the Fox and then being on stage for a huge production like one of the two that you've done?
I'll say the biggest difference is how I've grown as an artist in so many different ways. I think that when I was younger, yes, it was like a surreal moment, and like I'm extremely grateful and happy to do it. And it was really, really cool, and I did it with a lot of like close friends and stuff like that from high school. So that was fun in itself for that time. But now coming back as an adult, when I've actually trained and like I really studied the craft and I'm a lot better in so many different ways. It just feels more fulfilling for me to be able to perform in front of the hometown.
Well, his name is Robert Crenshaw, and hopefully when you see The Wiz, you will see him on stage. Check him out in the program. Maybe you'll see him as the Tin Man, or who knows? It's The Wiz at the Fabulous Fox Theater through December 7th. Thanks for joining us, and best wishes on the tour.
Thank you so, so much.
And thank you, Debbie, for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.